Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Sunday, the 18th of September. I hope you're well. The world started to right itself yesterday. Had some good news. Sonny got a hat-trick, didn't he? There you are. Started to put everything, get back on its axis again. Hadn't scored for a fair few games. And then he catches old Gabriel Jesus up in 20 minutes. Yeah, marvellous. But I didn't go because of, I thought, just going up to London yesterday, Saturday football, and with all the people going to see the Queen, Queen's coffin and the queue, I thought I can't be doing with battling with London on a Saturday night. And so stayed home and did some trading in the afternoon, couple of Zooms, and then about 10 minutes before Spurs kick off, I thought I'll just sit down, watch this, keep an eye on the rest of the football. And my boy announces he's getting married. He engaged to his, proposed to his girlfriend yesterday. Back up in, they went up to Cambridge for a nice dinner, where they met when they were at uni. And yeah, whatever it is, 6-7 years. So everything then, Sam started crying, bubbling, and there's not on FaceTime, talking for ages about where it's going to be and dresses and how to do, oh my good god. But congratulations to them both. But leave me out all the old plans, just leave, tell me when to turn up, what time, what day, international break preferably. There we go. No, congrats. Yeah, so that was nice to get a bit of good news. It's all been a bit shit, hasn't it? Sonny hat trick, boys getting married, and yeah, there we go. Right, what we got? Golf. There was options last night, chances to take profit. I'm probably going to get stick now because it happened in the middle of the night as opposed to fitting in with people's 8 o'clock in the evening when it suits them. A bit like goals being scored too early. Hey, Kerry Blaber. What do we got? Yeah, so we got Ben Arn. What is he? A shot, couple of shots behind the bloke leading. Ain't going to win it, I'm telling you that now. But you could have got your money out if you were up and alert. There was options for you. Can't say any more than that. He had a 7 after getting himself tied for the lead and shortening up to 4. Old Ben Arn. He then threw a 7 at it. So hopefully he gets it going for you boys still in tonight. I've got some over 1.5s for you. Starting at 12 o'clock. Reims versus Monaco. Osasuna versus Hatafi at 1 o'clock. So Reims 12 o'clock, Osasuna at 1 o'clock. Nice versus Angers at 2 o'clock. So 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Reims, Osasuna and Nice. Over 1.5, 20 minutes. If nil-nil on 20 minutes, back over 1.5. I'd do it 3 stages, 20, 27, 35. Remove your liability on a goal. If the goal comes too late, then I'm not going to have to say this every time, please. If a goal comes too late, then I let it ride. If it comes too late, I can only red. And I do use Bet Angel for that. We have a Bet Angel FTS code. Thank you, Mr. Webb. FTS22. If you're not a Bet Angel user, I do suggest you use it. We're going to put some files up on the site and perhaps a couple of setup videos just to help people with that. Just do it. I did one yesterday. It just sort of made me think, actually, could probably help a few more people with that. Yeah, if you're not a Bet Angel user and you want it, if you put FTS22 in the checkout, I believe it gets you £50 off. Thank you, Mr. Webb. What else have we got? I've got a couple of other bits, but I can save them for midweek pods. Don't use them all up on a Sunday. Got the NFL. Andy will be posting his bits later, and I will do mine this afternoon. They were in Cambridge yesterday. They're calling in today, so I've got to go through it all again, have all the old jibber-jabber. So I will fit it in around that. But yeah, life's on the up. Things are good. Unfortunately, we got an international break. A load of old tosh. I didn't even know he'd been picked. It was only the football I heard Eric Dyer's been called back up again. Or Sam called him last night, Kieran Dyer. She's only about 20 years out. She went, oh, Kieran Dyer's scored. I said, flipping heck, that'll have been a miracle. I think she's closet West Ham, you know. I think I see her sister lives over. She's got a sister who lives over that way. I think she might be closet West Ham. Old Kieran Dyer's scored. Anyway, have a lovely little Sunday. Obviously, tomorrow's international break. Tomorrow's going to be a bit strange for for the whole country, I think. The whole thing's a bit weird, isn't it? But whatever you're doing, have as good a day as you can tomorrow. Don't know whether to be... I'm one of those people, I think, things like that, you just sort of celebrate it rather than try and be sad. But it is obviously a sad occasion for the country. So, yeah, have as good a day as possible tomorrow. I'll be back with a mindset podcast midweek. I'm going to make some videos and things for different sections of the website for people over this break. So, yeah, I'll be cracking on with that. And then we're into a full run after this nonsense is out of the way until the World Cup on November the 20th without any further interruptions. So, yeah, I'll be back with you for another Thursday Thoughts, continuing the theme of thinking wrong. If you haven't listened to that one, do listen to it, read the blog, give us your comments. You can leave comments under the written blog, anything you want me to talk about. If you read the blog, there's a comment section, leave your discussion there, we can pick it up from there, or the Telegram group. And let's start to make a few people crack on. Right, have a lovely Sunday, and I'll be back with you in the midweek.